We're on Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, about 10 lines from the top. V'amar Rabbi Chama b'Rabbi Chanina. Mipneima nikbar Moshe etzel Beis Peor. Why was Moshe buried by Beis Peor? K'nei l'chaper al Maisa Peor. In order there should be a kapara for the Maisa Peor when they were sinned with the Benos Moav. Rami Rabbi Chama Rabbi Chanina. My dichsiv, what does it mean when it says, Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Telechu? So it's mashma that you have to go after Hashem, meaning you have to be right next to Hashem. How could that be? V'chi efshar lo la'adam la'alech achar shechina? How could one be right next to the shechina? V'lo kvar ne'mar, ki Hashem Elokecha eish ochlahu. Hashem's like a fire, so you can't get too close. Ella, it's coming to teach us, l'halech achar midos av shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You should be like Hashem. As it says, Mahu malbish arumim, just like Hashem clothes the naked. Dichsiva that says, v'yas Hashem Elokim la'adam le'ishto katnas or v'yalbishem, that Hashem clothed Adam and Chava. So afata, also halbish arumim, you should also close the nude. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Biker Cholim. Where do we see this? Dixiv, when Hashem came to Avram after the Bris Milah, as it says, V'yere Elav Hashem Belunei Mamrei. So, Afata Biker Cholim, you should also Mivaker Cholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Nichem Avelim. Dixiv, as it says, V'hi Acharei Mos Avraham, that after Avram's death, V'yivarach Elohim Es Yitzhak Benos. So it's like Hashem was Mivaker. It was Menachem Avil by Yitzhak when his father Avram died. So Afata Nachem Avelim, you should do the same thing. Kadosh Baruch Hu Kavar Mesim, and Hashem buried the dead. Dichsiv, as it says, Vayikbor also Vagai, Hashem buried Moshe Rabbeinu. So Afata Kavar Mesim. So you should also do the like. So they say that we see a similar, but a little different by the Lashon by Zeke Livan Vehu, right? You should emulate Hashem. Mahu Rachum, Afatate Rachum. So they say the difference is, you can see that here, excuse me, their actions, right? So it's like a lower level. At least do what Hashem does, you know, bury the dead or clothe those that need clothing, etc. The actions. Whereas over there, it's like a higher level when you have to be like, be rachum, be chanun, which is, you know, change yourself, change your meters, you should be like that. It's a higher madrega. And this is a little, if you can't do that, at least go through the actions of doing what Hashem did. Okay. Rashi on this. Vayivarech Elokim es Yitzhak, Nichamo al Aviv, who's Menachem on his father Abraham, Ubarachu Birchas Avelim. Okay, back to the Gemara. Katnas Or, we said that Hashem made these Katnas Or for Adam and Chava. Rabu Shmuel Kadamar Midavar Haba Mina Or. The Katnas Or means something that comes from Or, which is excuse me, which is wool. It kind of is sheared from the sheep, so that's what he made it out of, like wool. The Chadamar, and one, the other opinion says, the Varsha or Nenemi Menu, that which the one's skin gets hanaf from, that means it's on its skin, which is linen. Darash Rabbi Simlai, Torah Tchilasa Gmilos Chesadim, Misofa Gmilos Chesadim, the Torah begins with Gmilos Chesadim and ends that way. Tchilasa Gmilos Chesadim, we see by again Adam and Chava, Dichsiva Yasa Hashem Elokim Ladam, Uli Ishto Katnesor Vyabishem, that Hashem clothes Adam and Chava, that's Gmilos Chesadim, and it ends that way also, Misofa Gmilos Chesadim, Dichsiva Ikboro Sovagai, that Hashem buried Moshe Rabbeinu. Interesting gematria. It didn't sound familiar, even though it was a Pashat gematria. That gematria of Torah 611. That's the same gematria as Gemilas Chasadim. I don't know if you heard that before. Like the Torah begins with Gemilas Chasadim, ends with Gemilas Chasadim. The same Torah and gematria is Gemilas Chasadim also. Okay, Rashi, Davar Abba Mina Or, which Sukhi says, Shal Tzemer Hayu, and Shal Or Nenemi Menu, that's Shal Pishtan, that's linen. Shadam Lovesh Samuch Le'oro, it's where is it close to his skin. Tchidetz Kaminos Chasadim, Hil Bisha Rumim. Okay, back to the Gemara. Darish Rabbi Simlai is a famous Gemara. Vipnei Ma Nisaveh Moshe Rabbeinu Likanes Le'eretz Yisrael. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu, he asked, why did he want to come into Eretz Yisrael? V'chi lechol mipiriyahu tzarich, ol yisboa mituvahu tzarich. He just wanted to, eat from the fruit, etc. Ela kach amar Moshe. No, Moshe said the following. Harbei mitzvahs nitzavu Yisrael, ve'in miskaimim ela be'eretz Yisrael. There's a lot of mitzvahs you can only keep in Eretz Yisrael. Ekanes ani la'aretz, so I'll go into Eretz Yisrael. Kedei shiskaimu kula na yadi, so that pashtes, so I can do them. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, klum atam mevakesh, ela lekabel sachar. What? Moshe Rabbeinu, after all, what do you want? You just want the schar, right? So don't worry about it. Mala ni alecha, ki'ilu asisem. I'll consider it as if you did it already, and you'll get the schar. Sh'ne'emar, lechena chalek lo berabim, ve'tatsumim yechalek shalal, tachas asher he'ra le'mavis nafsho, ve'poshim nimne ve'hu chet rabim nasa, ve'laposhim yefkiyes, the pasuk, which we're going to darshan out now. But before we darshan the psukim now, so they ask a few questions here on this. It's a difficult little piece. First of all, what was Rabbi Simlai says? The first question is difficult. But for what reason did Moshe want to go into Eretz Yisrael? I mean, the manis of Moshe going to Eretz Yisrael. What kind of a question is that? He was going to Honolulu or something. You could say, yeah, why do you want to go there for? But Eretz Yisrael. You want to go to Eretz Yisrael because Eretz Yisrael. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu want to go to Eretz Yisrael for? And funny question. Well, you want to eat the fruit of them. Come on, you want to go because Eretz Yisrael. That's one question. Another question is, Shem says, ah, come on, Moshe, you just want the schar, right? So don't worry, I'll give it. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. That's it. He only wants schar. So Moshe Rabbeinu wanted schar. And also the Lashon is funny. He says, Moshe said what? Harbei mitzvahs the Kalitzer are commanded, right? They can only keep in Israel. So akanes ani la'aretz, and it's a funny Lashon. Kedei shiskaimu kulan al yadi. Why do you say kenei shiskayem otam? What is said out mekayem al yadi? What's pshat? So a couple of the mechronim, the Gaon Yaakov, Binalitim, they say the same idea. That Moshe Rabbeinu, he knew he wasn't going to be able to settle in Eretz Yisrael. Hashem told him, that's it, you're not going to Eretz Yisrael. So what did he say? He said, Evor Vereh. So, okay, I can't settle in Eretz Yisrael, I won't be able to live there. Okay, so I want to at least go in, just for a short period of time. Well, I'll go in, Evor Vereh, I'll go in a little bit. Now, in other words, knowing that he won't be able to settle. So that is the first question. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu go in? After all, he won't be able to settle there. So what, he's just going to leave Boi Tuva, go there, have a bite to eat and leave? Because he's not going to be able to settle there. So why did he want to go in? What for? So the answer is that Moshe wanted to go in, not because for selfish reasons or whatever, and he knew he wouldn't be able to settle there, but he wanted to be able to mezakeh the Rabbim, which is something he's been doing his whole life, right? Teaching Torah and having the Klal Yisrael keep the mitzvahs or whatever. So he said, look, there's a lot of mitzvahs which I couldn't help them keep because they're in Eretz Yisrael I'm not going in. So he wanted to at least go in, knowing he's not going to be able to live there, but at least go in to get them going, in the mitzvahs that are tluyos ba'aretz. It's like he's been doing at the other mitzvahs. So that's the lashon is very nice. It says, Ekenes ani la'aretz kadeshi skaimu kulan al yadi. That not that he's going to be able to do all the mitzvahs, whatever, but they should be mekayim al yadi. So I should be the one that will allow the Klal Yisrael to do the mitzvahs, which I've been doing until now. And then Hashem says to him, what, all you want is a schar, meaning not schar for mitzvahs, doing mitzvahs in this world, next world, whatever. Wasn't that the schar, meaning the mizak to be mizak of the Rabbi. Says Hashem says to him, Moshe, you just want a mizak of the Rabbi? Don't worry, since you taught them Torah in the Midbar, that's fine, you'll get the schar as if you're mizak of them also for the mitzvahs that in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, that's back to this long pasuk. We're going to darshan it. Okay, so darshan legabe Moshe Rabbeinu. Chena chachalek lo barabim. I'm going to divide up. I'm going to give for him the schar barabim. Yachol b'kachronim. I might have thought that like the later people, velo karishonim, not like the Yavos. No, Talmud lomar v'satzumim yechalek shalal. I'm going to give them. I'm going to give him the reward like the atzumim, like the great strong ones. Ka'avram yitzach v'yakov shein atzumim b'torah mitzvahs. Like the Yavos that are strong in Torah mitzvahs. And then it says, "Tachas asher hera lamavis nafsho," that he poured out his soul to die. Shemasar nafsho lemisa, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Moser himself lemisa for Chal Yisrael. Shneim Mars, it says after the Cheta Egel, that Moshe said, "Vim ayin mecheni namisi for Chasher Kasavta." Right, if you don't forgive Chal Yisrael, then you can take me out of the book. And then the pasuk continues. Ves poshim nimne. He's included in the list of poshim, meaning shenimne imese midbar. The Moshe was included in the list of people that were not able to go into Eretz Yisrael to die in the midbar. Behu chet rabim nasa, that he Moshe Rabbeinu accepted it on himself, the chet rabim, right? Shekiper al maisa ha'ego, and that he was mechaper for them for the maisa ha'ego. The poshim yafkia, says the pasuk. Bikesh rachamim yafkia, as we'll see, is the lashon of tefillah, that he was davening for the poshe Israel, sheyachzur b'tshuva, so they should do tshuva. And the lashon of pgiya, ve'ein pgiya, as we said, ela tefillah, sheneemar, the pasuk, other pasuk says, v'ata al tispilel ba'adam azeh, Yirmiyahu said, don't daven for these people, al tisa ba'adam rina tefillah. Right, don't speak up for them with a cry and a tefillah. Ella ve'al tifka bi, and don't daven to me. Okay, a little Rashi left over. Poshim yafkia bishvil poshim hifkia, for those they were poshea, he daven, and heara means hirik, he poured out. Okay, hadron alach. Okay, moving on to Perek Sheni. New Mishnah. Haya mevi es minchasa betok fifa mitzris. Now the husband he's the one that brings the korban mincha, mincha sota, to the base of Mikdash. So he brings it in a kfifa mitzri. It's like a basket made out of this material that's on the palm tree. And v'nosna al yada, and it's put on her hands, and then she has to carry it kedei liyaga, in order to tire her out. We'll see why. And now the Mishnah goes and compares how the minchasot is different from other menachos. Kol ha-menachos tchilasan v'sofan v'klisharis. Other menachos begin when one brings it, it's in a klisharis. We'll see later exactly what that means. And sofan v'klisharis also when it's brought to the, into the azar, whatever, it's in the klisharis. V'zu, the minchasota, as we saw, is tchilasa v'kvifa mitzri. First it's brought in this basket of palm things. V'sofa, and in the end, v'klisharis, but in the end it's also in a klisharis. Kol ha-menachas tuna shemen u'levona. All menachas need shemen and levona. Vezu ein tuna lo shemen v'lo levona. But this one, minchasotas, we don't use either. Kol ha-menachas baos min achitim. They're all brought from chita, from wheat. Vezu ba min asorin. This is brought from barley. However, there is another mincha that is brought from barley, and that is minchas omer. Minchas omer afal pisha ba min asorim, even though that also comes from sorim, but it's still not the same. Why? Because he haita bak geres. Because the minchas omer is brought very, very fine. It might be barley flour, but it's very fine flour. It's sifted 13 times, etc. But vizu ba kemach, whereas the minchas sota is brought with the husks, mixed in with it, is very coarse. Rabban Gamliel Omer, Kashem Shemaseh Maisa Behema, Kakor Bonam Maisa Behema. Just like her action was Maisa Behema, in that she went from her husband and went to some other guy, just like animals, they don't have a husband and wife. So that's how she acted. So too, her korban is sorim, which is food for animals. Okay, Rashi. Hayam evias minchasa habal. So the baal is the one that brings it. It could exceed that. It says evias korbanan. She brings the korban alel. Kfifa mitzris esal shel nitzrei dekel vizradim shegralim saviv ledekel. This is fibrous material that grows around the dekel. That's what the basket was made of. Kedei liyaga, to tire out. Gemara mafarsh l'taima. Gemara is going to explain the reason. Tchilasan v'sofan hashtad mashma. Now we think what it means is when one brings from the house the mincha, he brings it already in a klis sharis to the azar, which we'll see is not really the case. That's what it sounds like. Vesofo beklisharas, in the end it's also klisharas, kodem kamitza, before the kamitza is done. Excuse me. Kolag haminachas tunim shemen ulavona. Kedixiza says ve yitzach aleha shemen ve nasan aleha lavona. Ulakame parich vaika minchaschote, that it's not, that doesn't require the shemen lavona. Vezu ena tuna, dixiv, as it says, concerning it, lo yitzach aleha shemen megomer. The baus mina chitim, dixiv, as it says, solas chitim taseot osam. Minchas Omer ba does come from Minas Orim b'Masechus Menachos Yalfinan LaMikra. I learn it from Sukim ba Geres. However, even so, it still comes Geres. Dixiv Geres Carmel Takriv es Minchas Bikurecha. That's by the Minchas Omer b'Masechus Menachos Amrinan b'Minchas Omer Hakasu Medaber. Right, Geres is b'Sorim Mufkar Shanu. It's a very fine. It's choice. Barley, and it's menupa biyud gimel nafa. It's 13 sifted 13 times ke'ein solas chitim. So it comes out in the end like it's like fine flour of chitim. Kema chakol murav kamo she nitchan. That by the minchasota it's all ground together, the husks and everything. So it's very coarse. Okay, Gemara, Tanya, Abba Chanin Omer Mishum Rabbi Eliezer. Kidei liyaga, kidei shetak zorba. So the reason why we said that, now we find out, why do we want to tire her out, right? We put it on her, she has to carry the mincha, why tire her out? So Rabbi Eliezer says, in order that she should choser, she should admit that she was mizana, and therefore not go through the process and drink the water and be killed. She should just admit it, and therefore we tire her out to admit it. So the Gemara says, "Im kachach asa Torah al ovrei ritzono, the kal v'chomer al osei ritzono." Right? That if Hashem cares about this woman, you know, when I tire her out, why? So she shouldn't, be killed, even though, you know, she's a sinner. You know, she was mizana. So, you know, let her be killed. He says, no, we don't want this person to be killed, even though she's a sinner. So Hashem, if Hashem is chas, he cares about sinners. Kol shekein, he cares about people that are osei ritzono. But the Gemara asks, how do you know that that's the reason, you know, that we care about the sinner so much? Maybe not. Mimai, mishum dechasahu. Dilmaki hechi delo timachik megillah. Maybe that's not the reason. Maybe we don't care about her, let her die. We care about Hashem's name being erased. That's the reason we're tying her out, so she'll admit, so we won't have to go through the process of erasing the Hashem's name, and that's what we care about. We don't care about her. Maybe that's shot. No, that's not the reason why. Kasava, return to Yudal and Amos base, that mashke v'achar kach makri ves minchasa. Right, there's a machloikis in the order of how you do things. Machloikis later on, and according to Rebbe Eliezer, he held that the order is first we give her to drink. In other words, we erase the name, etc., and we make the waters, give her to drink, and only afterwards she brings the mincha. Meaning, so after she drinks, she's still carrying the thing to the mincha to tie her out. So if the reason is in order to not to be erased, it's too late already. It was already erased, as the Gemara says, the Yimishu Megillah, right? It's already erased. So that can't be the reason. Therefore, it's clear. It must be the reason that she should admit. But we see an interesting thing over here, according to the Shita, though. So Rashi is going to say in a second that comes out that even though she was guilty, if she drinks the water. Okay, she doesn't explode right away, right? Because we're still tying her out, so she'll admit. What's there to admit? She already drank the water. So according to the Shita, it comes out that she still has another chance. She drinks the water, she still won't, it's not going to explode until the mincha is offered, and therefore she can still be mode before the mincha is offered, and then still save her life. That comes out by the Shita. Okay, let's finish the Rashi's. And the Gemara, the Kolkach Lama Anu Torchim Liyaga. Why do we care to tie her out so much? Alove Ritzono Sheim Zinsa. If she was Mizane, Avral Ritzono Shel Makom. That's called Ovei Ritzono. V'Ratza She Toda. V'Ratza She Toda Shelo Tivadeg. So we want her to admit it, so she won't have to be, tested and die. Kasabar Haitana, Rabbi Eliezer, right, Amar Mishum Dechasahu, that it's he holds that the order is different, and that is Mashke Hamayim, says Rashi, that first we give her to drink the water, and only afterwards Vacharkach Makriv Minchasa, then we makriv the Mincha. Upluk Sahiv Aperik Haya Noel. Notel, excuse me, later on in Daf Yotes Amud Aleph, we find this Machlokes, Umiyu calls Man Shalo Karva, here Rashi says it, as long as the Korban has not been offered, Shalo Karva Minchasa, Eina Nivdeket, right? She doesn't test her yet, she doesn't explode yet, or whatever, as long as we did, the Mincha is not offered. Dixiv, as it says, Maskeres Avon in the Pasuk, Ve'afal Pi Sheshatata, even though she drank, Manichinota Biyada, we still put it on her hand, you know, she has to carry it, Kedei Liyagesh, still has a chance to admit. Now it has to be because that Hashem is chas on her. Because of the Megillah, it's too late. We already erased it.